Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark Team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Hopefully you guys had an absolutely incredible and highly productive week last week, and you guys are ready to kick off this new week. For me personally, it's Saturday. Been in here getting some work done, been getting caught up on just a lot of miscellaneous administrative stuff. It's been busy. It's been kind of crazy. As you guys know, obviously real estate market's been doing some really fun stuff, but it's still packed full of opportunity, and we're taking this time to really hone in on some skills and get really good at things, and also learn to become multifunctional with our agents. We're learning to teach them a lot of different strategies and skill sets. Houses don't usually just sell themselves like they were in a hot market. This actually comes down to doing some marketing, and you have to be really good about getting your properties out in front of as many people as possible and get really creative with your marketing. So I personally love it right now. This is the kind of stuff that really separates people, you know, that are great at what they do from the ones that were just getting by in a hot market. This is the kind of stuff that really drives me to push to be better. So I'm excited about it. So we've been putting a pretty heavy focus on that with our agents, zeroing in on some training classes and whatnot, getting back to some of the basics, doing a lot of things that I used to do when I first started back in the business, just kind of getting back to that. And it seems to be working well. And we've been just generating listings like crazy and getting out there and, like I said, connecting the dots for the buyers and making it make sense. And it's going pretty good so far. So hopefully you guys are seeing similar results where you guys are at, and you guys are out there just absolutely dominating. This week, I wanted to get in here. I've had something on my mind, that I've been kind of pondering over as I've talked to a few of the agents that I've been coaching. And so I figured I'd come in here and make a podcast. As you guys know, when I come in and drop these things, it's kind of stuff that I'm personally dealing with in my business. It's stuff that I feel like I've either gone through myself as I was learning to grow, things that I'm personally working with on some of the agents that I'm coaching right now as they're looking to grow their business. So I try to come in here and actually drop value for you guys and things that I have personally experienced myself that took me from level one all the way up to level 10, and hopefully pass some of this knowledge onto you guys to make it beneficial so that you guys can in turn grow where you guys are at. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is probably going to probably strike a nerve with a few people, and that's okay. Sometimes, because it's the truth doesn't mean it's not, right? And I know that some of this stuff strikes nerves with people, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because I just feel like it needs to be said. And a lot of people out there right now are just simply not thinking big enough, and they're putting some massive limitations on themselves. And I want to share some stories with you guys on how I used to put some limitations on myself and some of the things that I had to personally break through to push myself into the next level. And as I've gotten through these progressions and different phases in life where I once thought that was the top of my ceiling, and as I got there, I realized, never mind, that's not. And I've had to, again, change my habits and adjust some patterns and surround myself in different circles of people to get myself to the next level. So I want to share what some of that's looked like for me, and hopefully it translates into some of the stuff you guys are doing right now and adds a little bit of value. So, here's the thing. So growing up, as you guys know, some of you guys have heard my backstory. When I grew up, we grew up super poor. I had a very hardworking dad. He busted his ass for us. So it was no fault of his own that he, didn't just work. I mean, he worked very hard to provide for us. He just wasn't the best when it came to money. He wasn't the best when it came to utilizing money to work for him. He was just a straight hardcore blue collar worker. We had grown up. I grew up in Las Vegas. We had grew up in a small manufactured mobile home there. We didn't have a ton of money, but growing up as a kid, I still had a great childhood overall. Tons of great memories and whatnot. But I do remember us growing up and just not having a whole lot of money for anything. I was the kid that got the used bike for Christmas. Didn't get a whole lot of really new stuff per se, because my parents just didn't have the money for that, right? And growing up, when you see this kind of stuff, we're kind of taught, we see our parents working very hard, and we just can't connect the dots of like, well, my parents go out and they work hard as heck and sun up to sun down. Why do some people have more money than other people? It just doesn't make sense, And obviously, the truth of the matter is that if your parents never really figured out how to make good money, or never really figured out how to leverage their time or how to take their money and make it make more money for them, The result of that is that they're probably not going to be able to teach you anything different, right? They may be able to share some of their lessons with you, but they're not going to be the best people to go to if you're looking to completely branch off and do something different, or you're looking to be the change in your life or change the trajectory of your guys' life. My parents were no exception to that. So, you know, hanging around, I remember talking to my dad and, you know, we'd grown up and I grew up doing blue collar work with him. You know, I did dirt work, did construction, absolutely loved it. It was a great career, but it was a hard career. Didn't make a whole lot of money doing it. I did anything from picking melons in the field to washing airplanes to working in warehouses, doing distribution, stocking, you know, and all those jobs were like sub 10 to maybe 20 bucks an hour at the peak, you know, and it was a lot of friggin' work, a lot of hours in the day, basically just busting your friggin' butt for low pay, you know, but it was money, you know, it covered the bill. So I remember talking to my dad, and he had had this job, and you know, we'd already lost one house and to foreclosure, and when we lived in Las Vegas, and that's actually how we ended up in Arizona at the time. We were homeless when we moved out here, lived in an office building, had to rent some houses for quite a few years until my dad was able to get on his feet and actually, you know, repair his credit to the point of he was actually able to buy another house. Was in construction, and then back in 2008, when the 2007, when the last housing market had crashed, he unfortunately was in the construction business at that time. All housing had stopped, all building had basically stopped, and he was one of the people that was laid off, and again had lost their home, that, you know, basically the home that I had grown up in basically all through kind of middle school and high school. And so, you know, I remember having this conversation with him, and I remember when he had lost that job, he was super upset about it. And I remember talking to him, I'm like, well, just go get another job, you know. And at this time I was like 19, 20, somewhere around there. You know, and I was working in, you know, at that time I had a warehouse job, and had just gotten hired into my very first sales job. So luckily the timing was just right for me getting into that position. And, you know, he was basically super upset about it. And he's like, that's the most money I've ever made in my life. And, you know, we were having that conversation, and it was like 75 grand. And even I thought at that time that was good money, you know. So it, for the longest time in my early 20s, I had set that as my bar, basically. If I could just make 75 grand, that's like the most my dad has ever made in his life, you know. So that was what I strived for. That's what I had pushed for, to make that kind of money. And so I, you know, busted my butt, had a company job. And then it's funny because many of you guys may be able to relate to this, but when you work for a company or an organization, your worth is basically tied to your dollar amount, right? Your worth is tied to how much money you're going to make, if you get a raise that year, what your top salary is. And I remember about 3 years in, I'd been doing really well in sales, you know, and I'd finally surpassed it and got to, you know, right about 80, 90 grand. I'd surpassed what he made. And then I had unfortunately gotten laid off from that job. You know, that company went through a bunch of hardships and corporate job. And so it was my turn, and I got on the unemployment wheel, not unemployment, but I got the laid off wheel. So, and I was super upset. Same thing. I was like, man, I just went from making the best money in my life. I climbed up the corporate ladder doing good. And, you know, here I am with two kids and one on the way. And, you know, that was my ceiling. I was like, I'm never going to make that kind of money again. You know, that was a good solid job I had, and it really threw me in a tailspin for a while. And, you know, looking back on that now from where I'm at, I realized I was thinking so friggin' small, and I was growing up in such a small environment, as much as I hate to say it, and as much as good intent as my parents had, you know what I mean? They kept me thinking really small. You know, my dad was always the guy that's like, go get a steady job, go get, you know, this, it's going to pay you this much money, and go be stable. And, you know, the funny story behind that is my sister and I grew up in the same exact environment, but we are actually almost polar opposites today. My sister took the super stable job. She's got a career in education, and we've had many conversations about this, and the reason she chooses to stay there is because it's stable for her, and she has a retirement, and she has a guaranteed paycheck, so she thinks, and a set pension, and that's the path, the career path that she took. And she did it for the same reasons that I do what I do, but we have two completely different outcomes, which is kind of funny on that. I would never, looking back, ever tie myself to a career that puts a cap on my salary or my limitations, or basically tells me here's the most that I can earn, because that's basically my ceiling now. If I'm striving to achieve a certain income, and that is my ceiling cap for what that company puts on me, that's the most I'm ever going to make. Fast forward a little bit, after I gotten laid off, I started working a few jobs to kind of cover the bills at the time. And then at that time I had started one of my very first companies. And I remember, when I was 25, this post that I actually posted up on my Facebook, in my memories a while ago, but I put a post up that said, you know, I just, you know, I couldn't wait, you know, it'd be amazing if I could just break six figures. And then, going into 26, I made my first 100K, being self-employed. And I thought I had just made it. I thought it was friggin' amazing, you know? And then now getting to where I'm at, I kind of laugh at that because that at that time was my ceiling. And, you know, the thing is I was hanging around a bunch of friends at that time that were same thing, working jobs and really good people. But, you know, to them at that point, 100 grand was like completely out of reach. So I was like the big fish in the small pond making the most amount of money. And I was basically capped out and, you know, thought, hey, I should be good. This is my ceiling. This is where I'm at. I'm making more than everybody else is. I'm good. And the problem was I was in an environment that was keeping me thinking very small. You know what I mean? I didn't realize what was possible. I thought, you know, the 100K at one point, I thought 75, right, was my ceiling. Because that was the most my dad had ever achieved. And that's what was beaten into my head through my family was, you know, some, you know, good money. This is what a good living would look like. And truth be told, we weren't really making a good living at all. So, you know, as I've progressed through my career and developed and then managed to start another business and another business, and I've managed to scale companies now and get well into the seven-figure income, you know, I hang around people now that would laugh at me ever saying, hey, I just wish I could make 100 grand a year. And now, before we get started, I know a few of you guys right now are definitely probably making less than 100 grand a year, and that probably sounds absolutely horrible to you. And, you know, you're like, holy shit, did Blake just say, you know, he'd laugh if he could make 100 grand a year, you know, and I want to preface this, guys, with there's nothing wrong with that right now if that's where you guys are at in life. And also, if you guys are completely happy and content with where you guys are in life, this message is not going to relate to you guys whatsoever. This message is for the people like me that were starting off in business and trying to aspire to continue to grow and scale. And making sure that you're putting yourself in these environments and you're thinking big enough that's going to push you to get creative and expand and challenge yourself to reach multiple levels of income higher than where you currently are right now. So today I hang out with people, like I said, and you guys have heard me say this many times before, that constantly stretch my thinking, constantly stretch my abilities. I am probably one of the ones that make the least amount of money in my group of friends at the moment because I constantly put myself around people that think bigger. Now, the reason for that is the more money you make, there's going to be bigger problems that do come with that. You're going to have more levers to pull within your business. You're going to have more employees that you're working with, most likely. If you guys are running a bigger company, you guys are going to, you know, if you're in any kind of sales or transaction volume or service, you're going to have more units, more transactions. You know, if you guys are running a real estate team, for example, you're doing a whole lot more transactions as a team overseeing 12, 13 people than you were just as a solo individual agent. That's, you know, if you got 12 people, that's 12 times more potential problems that come up than you had just being as a solo agent. So yes, you are making more money, but you're dealing with more problems. So I realize that as you get bigger and as you're growing, you're going to have bigger problems that you need to solve, right? So the funny thing is when I have little problems and I hang around, you know, I'm making the money I'm at right now, and I hang around people that are making way more money than I'm making right now, they have much bigger problems to solve. So by default, you know, by me talking to them and hanging around them, number one, I'm getting to see what's actually possible. You know, a lot of people think that it's completely out of touch and out of reach. Again, going back to my early 20s, I did not really ever believe that I was going to be able to make over six figures. I just thought, hey, I'm going to go get a job at a good company. I'm going to have a cush job and work my way up the ladder. And it's going to take me 20 years. And hopefully I top out somewhere making 100 grand a year. You know, that was my ceiling. And if you were to ever tell me, hey, you're going to go make $1 million a year or something like that, I would have thought that was completely out of touch and completely unrealistic. I would have thought you're completely insane. And to some people, that is insane to even think about that right now. But to make two people agree on something, it's no longer insane, right? If I'm hanging around other people that are surpassing that income every year, well, now it doesn't seem so insane because I'm hanging around with those people every day. It's completely realistic when you put yourself in the circle of people that are making that kind of money, or they're making, you know, they're growing companies of that size and companies that big. Naturally, their habits, their conversations, the things that they're dealing with right now are going to rub off on you, and it's going to help elevate you. And it's going to teach you to think bigger too. The conversations that they have and the conversations if you're around people that are doing way more than you and they're thinking way bigger than you are going to challenge you to stretch yourself and stretch your thinking. And the best part about it is it's going to show you guys what's actually possible out there. That's the thing that, you know, a lot of people right now, they tend to, and what's super popular in social media, which I'm going to go against the grain here, by the way, because you have a lot of the trend on social media today is, you know, be content with what you have, be happy. You don't really need to strive for more, find happiness. And guys, I'll tell you, there's a lot of truth in that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you need to tie happiness to your income. You need to tie happiness to making money, or that you should ever tie happiness to any kind of tangible asset like a car or a boat or traveling or whatever. the money should be used as a tool to basically afford you a life that you want to live. So whether you make a ton of money and you want to donate that and give it to a church, whether you make a ton of money and you want to go buy cars, whether you make a ton of money and you want to go buy shoes and make a shoe collection, if you make a ton of money and you want to just give it away to charity, like whatever you guys want to do, that is completely fine as long as you're happy doing that. But I think that there's a negative stigma on people wanting to challenge growing their income and make more money, which I go against that. I think that money is a tool, basically. It's a resource. It's something that the more you have, the more people you can help. For example, if I had put a limit or a cap on myself and said, hey, the most I ever want to make, I'm happy if I reach that $100,000 a year, that's my cap, I wouldn't have what I have today. I wouldn't have the companies that I have today. I wouldn't have the employees that I have today, the amazing talent that I have today that in return provides paychecks for those people. I wouldn't be able to create jobs for the people that work for me. I wouldn't be able to have started my own brokerage. I wouldn't be able to start in my own team. I wouldn't be able to pay for all the resources needed to help them start their businesses and get a ground off. If I were to think small and stay little, I would have impacted, for example, I have 40 people that work under me right now with my companies alongside me. That's 40 less people that would have been impacted right now in the world because I wouldn't have had my companies be able to help these people out and grow their business and scale. All of that took money. All of that took resources. All of that took a crap ton of hard work for me to build up. So it's not the money per se that makes me happy, but the money provided tools to continue to grow. And I'm not done either. That's the thing. I love building businesses. I love creating. That's the fulfilling part for me. It's never a dollar amount that I'm attached to. It's the ability to continue to grow and scale and impact people. I love seeing people win. I love seeing my people make more money. That's why they come here. They want to make more money, provide a better living for their family, provide more opportunities. I got some people that love to donate money back to their churches. I got some people that are supporting their family, that they need to pay for. I've got people here that, love to just buy toys. They're younger. They like to buy cars, all the fun stuff. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's a whole nother thing today is people, like to talk shit about people that love to have material things and cars. And I want to make a statement to you guys too, that some of those material things are what drove me to push myself, right? When I was that kid, you guys have heard me say it before, had that Lamborghini poster on the wall in my trailer that I was growing up in and told myself one day I'd love to have one of these cars. And that's something through my entire 20s. It was a dream of mine to push. And then when I hit my 30s, I set it a goal at 35 to basically be able to buy one of those cars while in the middle of growing my businesses. And I was able to make that happen for myself. That was a goal that pushed me to do more to continue to grow. And it wasn't the car, right, that I was necessarily attached to. It was the goal. But those things, those goals, these vehicles that I'm into cars, you guys know that, I'm into fun stuff. That stuff is what drives me. That stuff is what pushes me. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Again, just to make that clear. So my point in this, guys, is that, reevaluate where you're at right now in life. Reevaluate the way that you guys think about money. Reevaluate the limits that you guys are putting on yourself. For example, if you're in real estate and your goal is to do one or two transactions, well, here's the thing, guys. Let's say you do none. It doesn't feel like you really fell short. You're like, well, my goal was to do one or two and I didn't get any this month. That's okay. Guys, you need to up that goal. Let's say you guys set a goal. At minimum, I'm going to do 5 transactions per month. As unrealistic as that sounds, if you go surround yourself with other agents or you're on teams with agents that are doing 4 or 5 transactions per month, or you guys are in a culture of people that are doing 4 or 5 per month, number one, that doesn't sound so unrealistic with you guys, right? Now you're like, okay, it's possible. I'm seeing these people do it. I'm seeing it be done right in front of my face every friggin' month. So now I got to look at what they're doing to achieve that. Secondly, what you're basically doing now is you are setting your bar higher. So at the worst case scenario, yeah, maybe you don't hit 5 transactions, but because you're striving for that and you fall short, you're still by default going to get 1 or 2 transactions per month. Usually, most cases, if you're putting in a solid effort at that, so you're still doing very well for yourself, guys. This is the same thing with income. If you put a cap on yourself to say, hey, the most I want to earn is 100K, you fall short, you hit 60 or 70, it's okay. I still fell a little bit short. You guys are thinking too damn small. Put yourself around people that are making $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year. Watch their habits, watch what they're doing, watch their conversations with money and how they're having it, how they use that money to make more money. By default, I guarantee if you challenge yourself and say, my goal is to make $1 million per year, you start reverse engineering that and then put yourself in an environment of people that are currently doing that right now. You have no way to lose, guys. By default, you are absolutely going to start making more money and you're most likely, 99% of the time going to surpass that $100,000 limit because you're now hanging around people that are doing it. It no longer seems insane, guys, because you guys are actually watching it be done right in front of your face, if you guys were in a culture right now where, let's say you guys, and I keep using back to real estate teams, but you guys can really plug this into anything, whether you guys do insurance, whether you guys do, you know, home loans, whether you guys do, you know, door-to-door sales, selling solar, it doesn't matter what it is. But let's say you guys run a real estate team and they're pushing, hey guys, let's do, you know, one transaction per month each, right? You hit your one transaction per month each, great. And now you smash the goal. That's the top of your cap, right? You feel like that's kind of where you guys set the bar. Now imagine taking yourself and you say, I'm going to be on a team that these guys are averaging 2 to 5 transactions per month per piece. And you guys are sitting in that culture now. And that's all they're talking about is hitting these higher numbers. They're working and operating at a volume of hitting these higher numbers. Do you not think that you guys are going to start producing at a higher level by being around this culture that's basically talking much bigger and thinking much bigger than what you guys currently are? This is probably one of the most underplayed things out there right now. Again, you know, social media, it's an amazing tool. It's the kind of thing that's connected me to some amazing people. I've got some absolutely great friendships and learned. But the thing that drives me absolutely nuts with social media today is there's so much disinformation out there that you guys really got to decipher your way through it. You know, again, like I talk about, the trend is right now it's trendy is just be happy, be content, settle down, you know, don't strive too big, don't push yourself. And, you know, guys, that may work for some of you, but just I'm going to be completely honest with you, on my end of the spectrum, that just doesn't work. I think everybody has a way more potential in them than they actually know they have. I think that right now a lot of people are currently in environments or they grew up in environments that didn't really unlock the key to success. It didn't, you know, open the box and remove the ceiling for you guys to look up and actually see how high you can really go. I think a lot of you guys are operating in a little box just like I was for the longest time until I started putting myself in a box that didn't have a ceiling on it, right? I start hanging around people that just think so much bigger. I hang around people that do so much more than me that you almost have no way to think small because you can't make any excuses. You can't make the excuse of, well, I just got to make 100 grand. Okay, great. I made 100 grand. I'm good. You're around these people that are doing so much more than you and you're watching it unfold in front of your eyes every day. You're part of the conversations that they're having that are so much bigger. You guys are bound to win. All right. So this is something I would recommend you guys do. Go out there right now and start seeking people, right? If you guys are, you know, on a real estate team right now that's doing little numbers, little, you know, it's a small group, they're content. There's not a, you know, they're not talking about big things, big goals, big numbers, big scale. If they're not doing that, guys, and you want to do that, guys, you need to remove yourself from that environment and you guys need to go plug in on a system or a company or a real estate team that's doing big numbers. Same thing for you guys that are in lending, right? If you guys are on a small little team that's content with maybe a couple loans here and there, a deal here and there, right? It's guys, that's your reality. That's what you're going to be. That's who you're surrounded by. That's who you're talking to. That's who's setting the bar for you guys as your environment. Go put yourself on a team or go put yourself in a company that is thinking so much bigger than you. And by default, it is going to pull you guys up. It's going to force you to think bigger. This was something, again, guys, that just absolutely changed my paradigm in my life. It changed my direction of my life. This was something that completely broke the poverty chain in my family. You know what I mean? My family didn't come from a whole lot. Again, you guys, you know, listen back on a few episodes. I shared, I think, on episode 2 or 3, my life story and where I came from, guys. And I didn't come from money. A lot of people think I did. A lot of people think I got assumed I'm the first one in my family that has really achieved and started as many companies as I have and gotten to where I am. And I have a really long way to go. I want to follow that up with, I'm not even close to where I want to be. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, I've already surpassed where I thought I was ever going to be and where my ceiling was. And now, guys, I've got so much more gas in the tank. I hang around people that think so much bigger. I hang around people that own companies that are 10 times the size that I have. And I absolutely love it because I love being the smallest guy in the room, but I love being around these people because the conversations and the culture and the, you know, just the overall experience of being around big thinkers and big action takers, it has naturally pulled me up so far in life, guys. So I would recommend that you guys go out and do the same. And I'd really challenge you guys to start thinking bigger, you know, get out a piece of paper and whatever your guys' goals are, you know, right now, if your income is, I want to make $100,000 a year, you better bump that to $1 million a year. As crazy as that sounds, I promise you, when you start setting your aim to make $1 million a year, guys, you will find a way to make it if you want it bad enough. It's just what it is. You know, don't set your bar so low. You know, if you guys are, hey, I want to travel, I need to take 5 vacations for a year. And right now it seems unrealistic. I promise you guys, if you make it a goal to do 5 vacations a year, you will find a way to do it. You guys really need to start thinking bigger and start really challenging yourselves and reaching your full potential, because a lot of people right now are just thinking way too small. So hopefully this episode was helpful for you guys. Just wanted to share that with you. It's something that's been on my mind this week. It's something that constantly is something I'm working on right now, something I always reevaluate with myself. So just felt the need to pass that on to you guys. As always, I hope you guys have an absolutely amazing week out there. I hope you guys get out there, set that bar high this week, guys. 10x everything that you guys are doing right now. As always, guys, get out there and crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help, obviously, impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.